the godly will never be disturbed. Does it pay to be godly? Does it pay to love the Lord and do what He says? Yes. He says, if you're godly and walk with me, you will never be disturbed. He'll take care of you. He'll bless you. He'll watch over you. But you got to be godly. But the wicked will be removed from the land. In other words, He's going to take them out. Who's going to take them out? God is. God's going to take out the wicked. In other words, it's amazing how that you see people all the time that profess to be Christians and they come to church and they produce no fruit ever for the kingdom of God. And when they get to be 50 or 60 years old, they die. But yet they went to church. Somebody said, well, you know, Jack, he was only 52 and he went to church every Sunday and he died. I said, well, wonder how much fruit Jack produced for the kingdom of God. And you go looking, how many people did he lead to Jesus? Well, he never did lead nobody to Jesus that I know of. Did he go to Sunday school or did he go to Bible study? No, he never went to Bible study. Did he go to church? Well, two or three times a month, maybe. You know, when the lake wasn't calling, you know, when the boat, you know, he had to go out there once in a while, go fishing once in a while. But, you know, he went a lot, but he didn't produce no fruit? No. Did he study the Word at home? No. Did he watch television? Oh, yeah, 3 or 4 or 5 hours every night. And you wonder why he died at 52? I got your answer. He didn't produce fruit for the kingdom of God. Somebody said, God would not take out somebody that didn't produce fruit for the kingdom. He says He will, doesn't He? John 15:2. He clearly says in John 15:2. In fact, let's flip over there to that one. We'll come back to verse 7 and 8 here. John 15:2. Look what it says. He cuts off every branch that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. Amen. So in John 15:2, let's look at that in the King James too. That's in the NLT. Let's look at that. And it says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He takes it away, and every branch that beareth fruit, He purges it or prunes it that it may bring forth more fruit. So if you're a child of God and you're not producing any fruit for the kingdom of God, you're not doing anything for Jesus, you're not talking to anybody about Jesus, you're not leading anybody to Christ, you're not baking bread for the sick, or you're not going to the hospital to visit, no, you're not doing nothing to help the body of Christ. You just maybe come to church and that's all. And then the rest of the time, you just do your own thing. You don't tell nobody about Jesus. You don't talk to nobody about Jesus. You don't do nothing to produce fruit for the kingdom. How long might you live? Only God knows. But it ain't going to be as long as it is if you bear fruit. If you're bearing fruit, He will prune you so you'll be more fruitful. He'll give you more knowledge and more wisdom and more revelation from the Word as you read it and study it, and He'll make you a much more fruitful person. Your life will be more fulfilled, you'll be happier, and He'll bless you with more of everything, and He'll bless you with a long, healthy life as long as you're about His business. As what are we here for? To be about our business or His business? His business, that's right. We're here to produce fruit for the kingdom of God. And if we do that, He says He prunes us. And sometimes when He prunes you, it's a little bit hurts. Yes, it painful. That's right. It can be very painful when He prunes you. You know, so I think about Tim the other day. He was pruning some limbs out there on the pecan trees. I planted those trees 25 years ago. And now they're getting pretty big. But up down at the bottom, there's, you know, a lot of little branches. So he was out there with a little, one of them little electric shearer deals, and he was just going down, cutting them little limbs off, and hit one like it and come right across and hit two fingers. You know, took 4 or 5 stitches in one, 3 or 4 or 5 stitches in another one. And then, of course, I was thinking about Cheryl's brother. They were pruning a tree the other day, her brother and his son, and they did something in a tree limb. He let it get loose or something and throwed the saw up, and he run it into his son's hand. A chainsaw. Now, let me tell you, that didn't do him no good. And when Mama come in and saw blood all over the house. She's a nurse, and she didn't know where they were. She was went into a state of panic until about 3 hours later when she found them down at the hospital sewing up the boy's hand. But when you walk into the house and there's blood scattered everywhere, all everywhere they walked, you always think the worst, right? Did he get killed? Did he cut his arm off? What'd they do? You know, well, he did cut him pretty bad. Well, there was blood everywhere. But I don't care who you are. I mean, just the other day when I split the end of my thumb open, you know, there was blood everywhere. Just cutting the end of my thumb, you know. So I'd only been grumbling and complaining lightly, you know, when I did that. So that's all it took. That's all it took was a little lightly grumbling and complaining. I cut the end of my thumb and I cut it pretty bad. But anyway, we don't want to go there. I'm learning. You and I are learning, aren't we, Dave? Okay. Now then, when we go back to Proverbs, there we are. Let's go to 10:29. Yeah. The Lord protects the upright but destroys the wicked. The godly will never be disturbed, but the wicked will be removed from the land. Now then, if you want to be wicked and live a very short life, well, just keep it up. And if you know somebody's living wicked, you might ought to go talk to them if you love them at all, because if they keep doing that, eventually they're going to be cut off, and it will be prematurely. They probably will not live a full, long life. So since we learn these things as Christians, what is our obligation to go tell people that are living a wicked life? We need to go tell them about Jesus. We need to warn them about these things, so that they can live a long, healthy life. We want them, especially people in our own family. Now, there's some people out there that if you don't know, it don't do any good to go up and just start talking to people on the street that don't know you. You know, that maybe you see two or three people wicked and doing things you know that's wrong. It don't do much good to talk to them about the wicked things they're doing, because the sin is fun for those folks right now. And they're not going to listen to you anyway. But the only thing you can do is pray for them and talk to them about the love of God and try to win them into the kingdom. And after you get them into the kingdom, then you can sit down and talk to them about the requirements of the kingdom, because then you'll have the Holy Ghost in them and they will listen. Okay, let's see the last couple of verses now. The godly person gives wise advice. Now, if the more godly you are and the more you know to that person that we're talking about, you can go and you can sit down and give them godly advice. You can tell them, you know, you can tell them about Jesus. And if you can lead them into the kingdom, you know, you can really, that is if you have it in you. If you haven't studied the book, you don't have any godly advice to give. Until you get the word in you, you can't give godly advice. So that's why the Lord tells you and me to study His word. Not just read it. He says, study it. So show ourselves approved unto God, so we rightly divide the word of truth. So we can take the word and we can sit down, especially with our brothers and sisters in Christ. When we see people that profess to be Christians that are coming to church and we see them doing things that are wrong, we see them lying to someone or stealing from someone or living with somebody out of wedlock, or maybe they're just, we know that this guy, he's running around with the girls down at the bar. He comes to church every Sunday. But during the week, he goes down to the bar and drinks with the girls and takes a different one home once or twice a week and all those kind of things. And you learn about it. You need to sit down with him and tell him where he's headed, you know, because he's in for a short life and sickness and disease. And, you know, if you don't tell them, you know, they're not going to know, probably, because some churches don't even teach it, do they? Not at all. But it's in the book, isn't it? But this is the word, isn't it? Amen. This is what the word, it's like Dave told me. Dave said, I've been to a lot of churches in my life, but nobody ever taught me my sins, what made me sick, till he came to me. And I taught him his sin was what was making him sick, and he had to repent of his sins and then start standing in faith. And he did, and he got healed of a lifelong incurable disease. See? So, but he said nobody else ever told him that. But now he realizes to stay healed, he has to no sin. Same story. So you've learned that well, haven't you, Dave? You're learning it well. Yeah, you have the revelation. You tried your best to walk in it, just like all the rest of us. Just like Dave says, it makes no difference whether it's him or me or Eldon or John or anybody else. Keith, we all are held accountable by God to walk in obedience to His Word and to do what He says. And He knows whether we're doing it or not, because a godly person gives wise advice, but the tongue that deceives will be cut off. Now then, if you're deceiving somebody and you're not telling them the truth, when He says your tongue will be cut off, that means you'll be killed. He'll cut you off. So don't go out and give bad advice. Make sure the advice you're giving... In other words, somebody walks in, and I'll have to tell you, I have given some bad advice, and this piece of advice I'm going to tell you, the Lord just quickened my spirit. I hadn't thought about this in years. But when I was a young man, when I first started flying as an airline pilot, I had to move to New York. I was only early, late 20s, somewhere along there. So it's been a long time ago. There was a young man and his wife, and they were married, and they got pregnant, and they didn't want this baby. So they came to me knowing I was a Christian, although I didn't know very much. They asked me what I thought about them having an abortion. I didn't know hardly anything about the Bible. So I told them, I said, well, you know, if you really don't want the baby, I guess it wouldn't be that bad, you know, to abort it. See? I didn't give very good advice, did I? So they had an abortion. Well, it was 10 years later before I learned what God says about Proverbs chapter 6. I hate those that take the blood of the innocent. In fact, let's go back to Proverbs 6, the seven things that God hates. I think that starts about verse 6 or 7 or 9 or whatever it is in Proverbs 6. Yeah, something happened there. We're too far. Yeah, let's back up and look at them. Okay. There's the six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, no, there's seven things that are an abomination to Him. Seven. Okay, there's seven things God hates. Let's go to the next verse and see what some of these are. A heart, back up to 17. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Now then, abortion. Does God hate abortion?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.